As the school board aims to change the high school bell schedule, students are fighting back. Meanwhile, we explore how minority students have experienced racism in Davis and the new plans for construction on the high school campus. From the Blue Devil Hub, this is the News Cycle. I'm Stella Mays. Today is Monday, January 24th. After the California governor, Gavin Newsom, signed a bill into law that will prevent schools from starting before 8:30 a.m., the Davis Joint Unified School District is discussing what the new high school bell schedule possibilities will look like. The Board of Education is now facing community backlash from their decision on which schedule to approve. Layla Bulkin has the story.
December 16, 2021, the DJUSD School Board of Education proposed a new bell schedule for the 2022-23 school year. The first option was keeping the same schedule, two block days, three regular days, all delayed by 15 minutes. The second option being three block days, two regular days, also delayed by 15 minutes. According to the surveys of students, parents, and teachers, the majority favored option one. However, the board decided to approve the second option instead. This caused a recent uproar of students and staff. Many teachers had to rewrite their curriculum to fit into distance learning and into one semester. With the proposed schedule, teachers now have to rewrite their schedule once again to fit the new one. The inconsistent end times make it hard for students to plan out extracurricular activities and is confusing to many students. A petition group at DHS formed and are currently working to reinstate the two-block schedule. Junior Nicole Shinstock and junior Anna Kelly both became involved after hearing about it through friends.
Yeah, we mainly want to be a student advocate since we already have a large teacher majority who are advocating for this, and parents are often very loud about it, so we wanted to be the students that were showing that we too agree that they should change their decision.
The group has created surveys, petitions, and presented speeches at the school board meeting on January 20th to convince the board to reconsider.
The main thing is the board just refuses to listen to us, and I think that students and teachers know what works best for the school over a couple of people who are not teachers.
Statistics from the surveys have shown that out of 320 student responses, 93% want Schedule 1, 90% don't approve of Schedule 2, and around 90% believe that the decision was made unfairly.
Like, they said that three blocks is going to reduce student stress, whereas, like, being students at DHS, that's not true.
Yeah.
After presenting 20 speeches from students, parents, and staff, the board did not raise a motion to revisit the decision. Yet this does not stop DHS petitions.
Because the things that they're doing are not okay, so we need to keep showing our support for changing the schedule back.
Basically, yeah, if our decision doesn't work out, then we're just going to keep doing exactly what we're doing, and if not exactly, then more.
For Blue Devil Hub, this is Layla Bulkin reporting.
Teachers are excited as Davis High prepares to break ground this spring for the long-awaited CTE building. Grace Kishiyama has the story.
Construction workers are busy building the North Davis NPR, but in just a short month and a half, sounds of construction will fill the hallways at Davis High as the school breaks ground on the long-awaited Career Technical Education, or CTE, building. It will consist of new agriculture, transportation, and engineering buildings. Davis High agriculture teacher Alexander Hess is excited about the new agriculture building.
This is going to put our facilities on a new level. It'll be current up-to-date labs, shops, research greenhouse, garden beds, and facilities that we can raise animals in the most happy and healthy conditions possible.
The new facilities will be beneficial to the future generations of students.
The students are going to be able to advance at their own pace and not have facilities or teacher management issues be in their way.
Davis High Auto Shop teacher Robert Thayer is also looking forward to having a new facility to teach students in. The current garage is over half a century old.
The students will be able to gain the knowledge and experience working with electric vehicles that we really need right now as a society and a civilization.
However, the new shop represents something larger.
This just represents the next 100 years of automotive technology, and you know, we're part of it now.
New garage doors and a 25-foot awning are just among the many things that will be added to better accommodate students. The construction of the new buildings would not have been possible without the passing of the Measure M school facilities bond, which Hess is grateful for.
It wouldn't have been possible without the bond, and it wouldn't have been possible without Davis, the community.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Grace Kishiyama reporting.
Next up is the first episode in a series that aims to explore how minority students have experienced prejudice at DJUSD schools.
My name's Summer Ali. I'm a senior at Davis Senior High School. In my ninth grade art class, we were asked to create a book representing your identity. So naturally, as a Muslim woman, I included that I like follow Islam and like its teachings and all of that. And so as I was presenting to my class, I was talking about Islam as like peaceful religion, and it's not how it's represented in the media, like as a lot of things are like misrepresented in the media. So my teacher interrupted my presentation and she was like, "Oh, so you're not gonna kill me, right?" And then I was just like, I don't know how to respond to that, but I was like, yeah, no, like, we're really peaceful. And I was just really, really shocked by that, as one should be. After that day, I was like really, really struggling with my identity. Like, I didn't want to wear the hijab, which like shows people that I am Muslim. And I didn't really want to associate with any of the other Muslim girls at my school. So I kind of just like separated myself from them. And I was just ashamed because I was just shocked and like embarrassed in front of my classmates. But after a couple of weeks, I decided that this is a part of who I am, and it's not something that I should be ashamed of, because I know that its teachings are like to be compassionate and to humble yourself, and it's not a bunch of bad things. So after a couple of weeks, I went back to my teacher and I told her like, this isn't something that you should say, even if it was a joke or whatever she intended it to be, which I did not take it like that. I described to her how kind Islam is, how it teaches good mannerism instead of shooting and killing. And she just kind of brushed it off. So she was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, of course, whatever. Like, I know you're good." She was putting it as if like I'm the one out of so many billions and billions of people. She was like, "You're the good one." I just felt like she was asking me to answer for like terrorists, and I'm not a terrorist. I'm like ninth grade, so I'm what, 14? Yeah, like a little girl. But I'm just sad for her that that's her mindset. It's not a good thing for teachers to be of that mindset, especially when they're teaching so many students of different backgrounds, and they are the ones that have influence over other students who think it's okay to act like that because the teachers do. Personally, I feel kind of powerless, because the only thing that I could do, I didn't do this before, I wish I did, but I could report them to the school, but I'm not the one who has the decision of whether to keep them at the school or not, and especially because it's not just one, it's like a lot of teachers. So I would say that I do feel powerless in that sense, but through other clubs at the school, like we have MSA, I feel like I can build a community through that club and just make myself stronger in my identity. So that helps me. It also helps me know that there are a bunch of people around me who support me and they accept me for who I am. I would say to the people that aren't experiencing it, just be more aware that there are things like this. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean that it's not happening. It doesn't mean that everyone at the high school is like amazing. Especially at our Davis High School, we think that it's a lot better than other high schools around us. So I would say to the people who aren't facing these kinds of discriminations, just be aware and support your friends and try to make them as comfortable as they can be in that situation.
You can check out The Hub on Instagram at Blue Devil Hub and on Twitter at DHS Hub. You can find this episode and all of our previous shows at BlueDevilHub.com, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. The News Cycle is a production of the Blue Devil Hub in association with the Davis Enterprise. Daniel Ruiz Jimenez writes our theme music. The program is produced by Stella Mays and Max Davis Housefield. Our executive producer is Jihan Min. Stay safe, have a fabulous week, and we will see you Monday.